And with a lovely happy sound of the Gypsy Kings in the background, it's time for us to introduce you to another wine of the week from our friends at Tops at Lifestyle. And it's a warm welcome to the lovely Valencia Maguaza. Lovely to see you again. You were not so well the last time we met. I'm glad to see you've recovered. And yes. Eamon Holmes looking every inch the champion of a good bottle of wine that you are.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, so here we are now looking at today's offering from Nitida. Is that how you pronounce it?
Nitida, Dave. Nitida. That's correct, yes.
And this one is called Calligraphy. And the design of the bottle, or the label certainly, is quite extraordinarily beautiful.
Stunning.
So if nothing else, this is a lovely wine to have in your collection just for the look of it.
Just for the label.
But I'm sure that it is an excellent, it's a Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Verdot and Cabernet Franc blend.
Yes, blended.
So absolutely.
So what do we get from it?
Dave, if you look at, as we were talking about the label, a lot of the history of the farm is on that label there, with the fauna and the wildlife, which are all visible on the label and at the farm as well. It's the vines are all, especially for this wine here, all hand-picked, hand-selected. All hand-selected to make this beautiful blend, this Bordeaux blend. With the five varietals, as you mentioned, in it.
Now, do they grow all these varietals, or do they select them from various...
No, they grow everything at the farm, at Nitida. They've got all those particular vineyards there, with all these varietals grown there, and they select all of them to make this beautiful wine.
It's quite... It looks like almost a scientific formula here. 44% Merlot, 32% Cabernet Sauvignon, 15% Malbec, 6% Petit Verdot, 3% Cabernet Franc, and that all together makes up one extraordinarily interesting blend.
Blend.
But what does it taste like, Eamon?
Dave, I've tasted it there last year, the same vintage, and this year then I've tasted it again, and I thought it was wonderful, and I've selected it as for Father's Day. For Father's Day for this weekend, and I've also selected it as my choice of wine on my table in Tops. It's absolutely stunning. It's soft, complex, slight little bit of tannin on the sides of the palate, but it's got that big juicy notes in there.
Wow. Now listen, folks, I've got to tell you, these are people that really know their wine. Eamon and Valencia know wine. I'm just a rank amateur. I know what I like, but I know very little about the depth of what goes into and what comes out of the bottle, except for what I taste. However, if you are a connoisseur, you will definitely benefit from a visit to Tops at Lifestyle, because when you've got this kind of information available to you from experts, you know, you can make a qualified choice as to what's going to enhance your collection, your cellar. And if you don't have one of those, you just want to enjoy a fine drink of a lovely wine, then you are. This might be the thing. Now, is this a wine that you can drink on its own, or do you recommend a pairing with something?
Yeah, I recommend, Dave, you can drink it on its own, or if you want, you can pair it. You can pair it.
See, because this is what makes wine so extraordinary. And in many cultures, wine and food are almost connected cerebrally and viscerally. Because in Europe particularly, wine is not considered an alcoholic addition to life. It's considered to be very much part of your nutritional palate.
That's
you
correct.
You add so much color to a meal when you drink the right wine with the right meal. It just changes everything in a most magnificent, magical, almost metaphysical way. That's what we talk about pairing
with it. It tells it in on the notes, and when I tasted it as well, and I tasted with the actual winemaker last year is Etienne Lou, and he's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely been with them since I think early 2020. Etienne has been there, and he's absolutely he's brilliant. He's a brilliant winemaker.
Well, if you say so, Eamon, it must be. No, really, the man is, you know, and look at the awards, by the way. It's just, you know, plastered with platters and the Tim Atkin Award. Tim Atkin. This is a bottle that you can, I tell you what, top, let's up. why don't we have a taste?
That's it.
Let's have a taste. We'll play a bit of music. We'll have a taste. And we'll come out. I promise you, I'll tell you all about it. Hand on heart. If it's rubbish, I'll even risk the wrath of my friends and I will tell you. But if it's good, well, you'll know. This could be something worth investigating. Cubes on the back of your neck. Crazy, wonderful, crazy night. Elton John in the background. And we have now come to the conclusion, well, certainly I have, that what Eamon and Valencia were talking about earlier and what I have now experienced in the studio for my very own self is absolutely concurrent. This is a wine to sing about. And I would, if I didn't want to offend you, you know, I mean, I don't want to spoil your afternoon, but I mean, this is so good. We were talking a little bit about the fact that Mr. Fridgen, who's considered to be a raconteur of note when it comes to talking about wine, is saying that the world is sort of caught on, South African winemakers have caught onto the notion that people want to taste the fruit in the wine, not so much the wood. Was the trend a while back. Right. And this, although, as you say, this has been laid down in the finest of oak barrels, and it's definitely there. You can pick up the cigar box, as they say. But it the fruit comes through. So they're talking about this the melodies of luscious red fruit, dark chocolate, rich dark chocolate, and warm sticky toffee pudding that follows through on the nose to the palate. Wine typically spends 18 months in small French oak barrels. It's well-rounded, balanced with bold oakness, but as I say, it's not overshadowed. It's not overly
oaked.
Yeah,
overly wooded. It's just right. It's perfect.
It's taken the Platter Awards, the Tim Atkin Awards, the Sommelier Diners Club Award. I mean, it's just, it's an award-winning wine. Eamon says it's on his table at Tops, and you can pop along. Are you going to be tasting this weekend?
Yes, Dave. Saturday and Sunday.
I'm coming to visit on Father's Day.
I'll be tasting it myself again.
To Dad
again.
From Dad. Happy Father's Day.
And then that's
we were talking about
celebration.
We were talking about pairing, Dave. The pairing what Etienne gave with this was with seared beef brisket and a bourguignon sauce. Now it is
bourguignon
sauce.
What do you know what a bourguignon sauce is? I know the bœuf bourguignon. It's got a very French, deliciously fragrant and aromatic stew, almost.
Almost to it, yes.
No, it's a render of delicious flavours.
It's rendered right down with red wine, Dave.
Ah, there you go.
They render it right down to... Maybe they probably use a whole bottle, and they render that sauce right down to... It's probably just only a little bit of a... Less than a glass.
Wow.
In there, and then they just drizzle it.
Deeply concentrated on the flavour sensation.
Totally well, different.
You know, last week... Dear Amanda and I were discussing what would go quite nicely with traditional Zulu cooking, and she said nothing. Wine wise. No wine. No. I was suggesting that maybe, you know, just thinking about the deliciousness of this red, this would go very, very nicely with a roast of some description as well.
Maybe a good oxtail.
Something different for winter. Apparently from next week it's going to really start to feel like winter here. So, stock up. All I'm telling you, what sort of a price point is this delicious bottle?
Dave, it's not badly priced for the wine that it is. It's 250 rand, $249.99 a bottle.
Okay. Now, that sits in, I would suggest it's a premier range, but it not is, at yes. the top of the price range.
No,
but
there is more.
In terms of value, I would say right at the top.
Definitely, yes. It's right there.
So this is Natida. Handmade is an attitude, they say, and I would suggest that's absolutely right. It's Calligraphy 2019. If all you remember about this wine, because sometimes when you are thinking back, you've heard about it, but you can't remember it. Think extraordinarily beautiful, handcrafted writing and graphic. And if you look at the label, this one will stand out. All day, because it's got all the Cape Fynbos and Protea and creatures great and small, but beautifully surrounding the name, Natida. Yeah. Calligraphy 2019. It's available at Tops at Lifestyle, and if you want to taste what we have experienced today, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
So yes.
Father's Day, you can pop along. And, you know, for those dads that feel like I do quite often that you've got to buy your own phone. This is a pleasure. I would strongly suggest you have permission to go and treat yourself to a case or two. Because is this going to lay down and improve?
I would, this particular type of wine, yes. I would maybe lay it down for another five, at least. Five at least.
So it's great now, but it'll improve next year and the year after and the year after that.
Yeah, we'll only develop more.
We call it an investment in life, the Bolito way. Beautiful, delicious, grand. Natida Calligraphy. Thank you, Eamon. Thank you, Valencia. What a pleasure. And if you've only just caught up with this and you're wondering what we're talking about, it's the wine of the week. You'll find it very often if you're a subscriber to our newsletter, which comes out fortnightly. It's called The Bolitist, and it is stunningly gorgeous. It contains all sorts of interesting things and hacks and tips and tricks. It's free. It comes to your inbox. You can go onto our website and subscribe. The Wine of the Week is always featured on that. But if you also just want to catch up and listen to this discussion, it's available as a podcast on our podcast platform on all of our apps. Thanks so much, folks. Have a happy weekend, a long weekend. I'm sure you'll be working through it because your dedication to the cause, etc. But I'm sure one of these days you'll have a break. And then you'll be drinking this wine all day long just to celebrate life.
Very true, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Very special guests, Valencia Thank and you. Eamon from Tops at Lifestyle, the Wine of the Week, Natida Calligraphy 2019. You will go absolutely crazy when you taste this wine. It is that good. Thanks for joining me, folks. We'll catch up in a week's time.
Thanks, Dave.